tinnitus or tinnitus. This is a very common withdrawal symptom. Many people have this ringing in the ears. It can sound like ringing, but it can also be a hissing sound or a buzzing sound. Some people describe a kettle boiling, or it can be a clicking sound. It can be very loud or quite soft. It can be very high-pitched or low-pitched. There's so many different descriptions in terms of what I've heard over the years. I know it sounds like I've had every symptom, but I did have this, and it was persistent, and it, until I started sleeping with a fan, it used to keep me awake at nights because it was that loud. It's a very disabling symptom if it's invasive, intrusive, loud, and especially if it's an unusual sound. And so some people wonder, you know, what's really happening to my brain? Is something else wrong? Am I going to go deaf? Again, go to your doctor, have it checked if you are worried. I was in Wales at the time, and I went to an ear, nose and throat specialist, and actually he was the only doctor to tell me I was in withdrawal. And I went to him and I said, you know, something is happening with my ear. And at the time I also had the numbness in the ear and the pain. I was convinced I had an infection. And he was a lovely elderly consultant who was semi-retired. And I'll never forget, he put his hand on my hand and he looked at me and he said, "You are in benzo withdrawal. I've seen it before." He said, "Go home and stop worrying about it." And what did I do? I burst into tears and I hugged him, because after having been told by so many doctors, No, withdrawal doesn't last longer than 3 weeks, a maximum of 3 months, 6 months in rare cases. There was this old experienced doctor telling me, you know, just confirming what I was going through and validating my experience. So that's me digressing, but I just wanted to share that with you because I do think it's good to have any other causes ruled out. And after that, I was okay with it. I accepted it. And as I said, it was the fan that was my savior. I don't know what you're using. I know most people, they'll use either a fan or ocean sounds, white noise. There are lots of nowadays gadgets and machines that you can use that can camouflage the sound, or at least give you some quality of sleep. And I think some people say they get so accustomed to it that they forget it's there, but I think those are the milder cases. I know that I didn't know when mine went, like the exact date. I just remember maybe sometime after thinking, wow, something is different, and everything was crystal clear, and it was just the most wonderful feeling. Now, this is a symptom that can persist, so I don't know how long you've had it or how long it will last. And I will be honest and I will say that in some cases it goes on for quite a long time. However, it's never at the intensity at which it was during acute or post-acute withdrawal. But I think because it's such a common condition anyway, you know, I think they say 1 in 5 people will have it at some point in time. Who knows, in terms of, would it have been something that would have developed anyway? I know when I told my brother about mine, he said, "Oh, I've had that for the last 15 years. So maybe the fact that it's such a common condition may have something to do with it being one of those protracted symptoms. Okay, but I hope that you have found some way of dealing with it, and just know that despite this awful symptom, you are healing. You normalize it and you keep focused on recovery.